Nursery is open for children ages 1, and we're going to go up to SK today. So we've got Ben and Ethan and Luke who are going to go and be extra helpers, and there's also an adult in Zoya. So please head over. Children who are still here, there are coloring pages and clipboards and markers at the back. If you'd like to take a minute to go and get one, you can bring that back to your seat. So there's some coloring activities for you. Let's pray together. God, who is near to us in our joys and in our sorrows, we thank you that you are here with us on this Sunday morning. God, we thank you that you are the author of the gathering church. We thank you that you have formed us as a faith community. We thank you that you have brought each of us here. We thank you for the many days and years that we spent with Claire. And we miss him. But we remain your church. We remain your faithful people. And we rise in our words of hallelujah. And we will carry and support and bear one another's burdens. And we will laugh. And we will celebrate. And we will serve together. So thank you that you are in our midst this morning, that you are good, and that you are faithful. Amen. So I just want to begin by saying this is where I want to be this morning. This is where my heart desires to be, is to be with each of you in our grieving, in our worshiping, and in growing strong together in our faith. I want to thank you for being such a beautiful church, a faithful church, a witness of God's love to Gloria and her family, and to me, as these last days have been hard and unwanted. We did not feel alone. Gloria has expressed how she has, if you weren't here last Sunday, the church sent a basket to Gloria full of cards. There are more cards this morning if you didn't have a chance. You can write one to Gloria, but Gloria has said she has sat and she has read these cards over and over again. Cards from the children, they have brought her incredible joy and little giggles. And cards from the adults have brought her hope and comfort. She says her hellos. She says she continues to just appreciate texts and emails. And as we all know, her days are heavy and she may not be responding just yet. And also that she just said gently she will return to the gathering, but she will return. And she looks forward to receiving our hugs and love, but not right now. Today I'm going to be sharing some of my own thoughts about what walking through sadness has been. And also wanting to share the encouragement from God's words that have been encouragement to me. And I believe will be encouragement to us as we join together. Often in life, we are told that we can do something this way or that way, and that our choices are either this or that or here or there. We can have this, but we cannot have that. And these either-or choices, they're quite limiting. Yet our faith life with God is far broader than the either-or. In our faith journeys, we often experience and we get to hold on to what we call the both and. We can be both weak and strong. We can be hopeful and sad. We can be confident and we can be bewildered. We can be grateful and also ungrateful. We can feel fear, and we can feel God's peace. And amazingly, we can grieve, and we can rejoice. God welcomes our both ends, and God dwells with us in our both ends. The both end thinking allows for multiple things to be true at the same time. It allows for each of us to experience the different emotions and thoughts at the same time with no one person or no one emotion being right or wrong. being welcomed or unwelcomed. We gather here today, 11 days after the death of our beloved Claire. 2 Sundays ago, Claire was here among us. He was greeting us. He was singing with us. He was welcoming us, and he was blessing us. He and Gloria were the last to leave the church that Sunday morning. Claire was so very much alive. He was vibrant. He was hope-filled. And he was loving. And he was giving me a list of things to remember to do when I got back from my sabbatical. Claire's death was very, very sudden. His is a tragic death, an unwanted death. And in our hearts and minds, it was just too soon. And it doesn't seem the right timing. In these 11 days, many of us who've loved Claire, we are living in this both end. And I know that that is where I live right now. Like the many, many stories we find throughout Scripture, we read of those living in deep sorrow and bewilderment. And they may have uttered these words, like the words of Jesus, "Why, God, have you forsaken me?" Or the psalmist, "I am worn out from groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow." Or maybe we join Martha in saying to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Or Jesus' disciple Thomas, who said, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Likely, you have expressed deep gratitude to God for Claire's life as well, for the wisdom, the love, and the courage, encouragement that he shared with so many of us, maybe with each of us here today. In this time, we have leaned into the promises of God that Claire was never out of God's sight. Psalm 139 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there." We have prayed believing that God will be glorious and that God will be our refuge and our strength in this time that is troubling. Psalm 27, which Rocker read this morning, says, "For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. God will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and will set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At God's sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord." This is a psalm of the both end. It begins with a psalmist living in the day of trouble and moves to him wanting to sacrifice shouts of joy and singing and making music to the Lord. And we are living in this both end with God. We are not alone. And again, I say that Scripture is full of both end experiences. I had the sacred and the very, very sad privilege. Of being beside Claire as he laid in the ICU. I spent time reading Scripture to Claire. And as I read, I recognized that God's words for both were both for Claire and for myself, that they were both for the dying and for the living. I wept as I read portions of Isaiah 43 to Claire and also to my grieving heart. Portions of Isaiah 43 read, "But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Claire, Catherine, each of you insert your name there. He who created you, he who formed you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Do not be afraid, Claire. Do not be afraid, Catherine. Do not be afraid, Gathering Church, for God says, I am with you. And this is what the Lord says. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in this wilderness. A promise that I both wanted to and didn't want to speak in the presence of death of one of God's beloved is from Psalm 84. And this reads, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I have sung these words in my lifetime. I have believed these words for others. And I do believe them as a beautiful promise for us as God's people. And yet these words carried incredible sadness and mystery for me as I tried to speak them and believe them in the ICU. I, like many, did not want to release Claire into God's eternal dwelling place. And I am still struggling to believe that more days on earth for Claire and with Claire wouldn't be better, wouldn't be richer than Claire being absent from us and present with God. That is a hard both end. I personally wanted more of Claire. I wanted more of his wisdom. I wanted more of his love. I wanted more of his encouragement with his hand on my back. And I really wanted more time with Claire here at the Gathering Church, where he just started to serve on our board. I wanted more time for you with Claire. And I really, really wanted more time for the kids and the youth in Chandler Mowat with Claire. So how can it be better for Claire to be apart from his family and his friends and his church? And in this is incredible mystery. And this is where I am seeking to see the both and with God. That God is close to us. We are the brokenhearted. And he has welcomed Claire at the same time into his dwelling place, where there are no more tears, no more mourning, no more crying, and no more pain. And it is in this both end that we are invited to experience what the psalmist in Psalm 30 writes and declares, "You, Lord, turn my mourning into dancing." I pause for a second because for many, 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 many years in my faith journey, I always thought this said, you turn my morning, like the beginning of my day, into dancing. I don't dance in the morning. I don't like mornings very much. And it was about 5 years ago we were singing this song where these words were in it. And I looked up and I realized it's, you turn our mourning, you turn our grief into dancing. This is a both and. And we've experienced this already, that in our mourning, we have laughed, we have sang hallelujahs, we have hugged one another, life has continued, we've experienced many good things in the last 11 days. Our mourning mixes with dancing. The psalmist continued, you removed my sackcloth, my grieving clothing, and you have clothed me with joy. And in our grieving, joy is here and available to us. God is with us in both life and death. And that is mystery, and that is the both end. Embedded in this mystery of the both and are God's promises. And I so appreciated, Kristen and Amanda, that you sang of God's promises this morning. That God's promises are alive, maybe even more so alive, when we are sorrowing and when we feel broken. For in these times, Scripture promises us that God is near, that God is with us in both life and death, that God never, ever leaves us nor forsakes us. Claire was not alone. That is mystery, because we wanted Claire to live. Jesus did go to prepare a place for us where we will dwell with him. I value these words written by author Jennifer Williamson. I think it holds a both and. Love, where it existed before, doesn't cease to exist. To speak of love in the past tense is not to know love at all. Love goes on. There is always a continuation and an extension of love. Your grief, our grief, is but the continuation of the love you once experienced and always will experience. Grief is another name for love, a both and. In Claire's absence, God allows for his love, his wisdom, his words of encouragement to remain with us, to buoy us up, to give us hope. Claire will and does live on in the gathering church and within our lives. God loves everyone and everything that he has made. He is our creator. He is the author of our beginnings and as of our endings. He formed us. He knows us. And God walks with us in our living and in our dying. And in all things, we seek to grow in trust that God's plans, as spoken in Jeremiah 29, are plans to prosper us and not to harm us. They are plans to give us hope and a future. This morning, as we are feeling more than one thing, we gather together in our both and. We feel grateful. And we feel sorrow. We feel so glad to be together, and yet we feel sad. We feel like rejoicing and we feel like crying. We want to share conversation and joy with one another, and we want to sit quietly and grieve the loss of Claire among us. And God dwells in all these places with us. God says to us, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This God who is among us, this God keeps track of all of our sorrows. This God collects all our tears, and he puts them mysteriously in what Scripture calls his bottle. And God has recorded each one of our tears in his book. So let us be present today to our both end. Let us be people of hope and courage. Let us be people who weep with one another. And let's bear one another's burdens now and in the days to come. Let us pray. God, I thank you for your words. I thank you for the comfort, the strength, and the truth that we receive from the Scriptures. God, thank you that you dwell with us, and your promises and your love dwell within your word. God, thank you that you promise us that you have not left us nor forsaken us, that you are with us, that you walk beside us, that you are our loving and caring shepherd. God, thank you that you see us in all of our emotions, and you say to us, peace be still. You offer us your lighter burdens in our time where it feels heavy. And God, you invite us to sing and to rejoice and to find your goodness all around us. On this day, we continue to pray for Gloria. God, we come to you seeking that you would be her strength, her companion, that you would settle in beside her in these days of mourning. God, thank you that Gloria has already laughed, that she has already begun little step by little step into this unwanted journey. Thank you that she is not alone. God, may we be faithful to Gloria and remembering her in our prayers. May we show kindness to her and encouragement. Thank you, God, that you are with us. Amen. You can sit down for a moment. Just as a reminder, there are cards at the back on the table if you'd like to write a word of encouragement or blessing to Gloria, and we will deliver those to her. There's also some vegetables that were left over from the reception yesterday. Doris is going to serve those to us. The kitchen still is not open, so we're going in very simple format this morning. I am going to begin my time off at some point this week, and it makes me cry. Yeah. So it's time for rest. It's time for some refreshment. And my tears are because I will just miss being with you in this time of sadness. But I also know there's lots of joy to come. And so I'm going to begin some point at the end of this week. I trust Rocco deeply to offer you all the love and care. I also know that we're in a little bit of a different summer. And so there's a both and in my leaving. Rocco and I will be in close connection. And if we just have a sense of returning, just so you know, I've also offered Gloria just time to be present with her so she understands that may also happen. I may join her throughout this summer months. But I thank you for your prayers as I head off into some time of rest and refreshment. And we're going to just enjoy some time of conversation after this service, time of being together, which feels good on this day. I have known Claire for 36 years. He was my principal at my first teaching job. And all throughout the years that I have known Claire, these words have been his favorite blessing. I heard him bless the students at the high school with these words. When he was our interim pastor, he often used these words as his benediction. And he has prayed them over me as I have taken on this role of leadership here. And so I offer them to you as a living legacy of the blessing that Claire offered us so often, and also, and most importantly, from God's word. I offer you these words. I pray that out of God's glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, that us, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, according to God's power that is at work within us, to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Go in God's abiding peace. If you would like prayer, I'm here.